Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Ka-ka.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's see. What do you have for you here? Okay.
Something good. Come on. Give me something good now.
Okay. When did a good time go sideways as a kid?
Oh, man. As a kid? I don't know. I feel like I've only had sideways times in most of my days.
Okay.
But
probably not your goal when you're setting out.
No, I mean, nobody sets out to have a bad time, do they?
Typically not.
You hope not.
I guess not. Well, you know, I tell you what, man. When I was a little kid, I went through kind of a pyro phase, right?
Yeah.
You know, just like, of course, as I feel like most little kids did anyway. But there was a point that I almost lost all the fingers on my left hand from my own dumbass being a dumbass.
Okay.
We got fireworks.
So did it do that stinging thing where you felt like it was just pulsing numb?
So I had built myself a little explosive, you know, as kids do in those days. It happens. Maybe not to anybody else. It happens to me, I tell you what. But anyway, my point is that, yeah, I built myself a little explosive there. And something went a little bit fuzzy with the fuse, right? You know, it was burning down, took forever, burned down all the way to my little tube of explosive there. And I walked up because I thought the fuse had gone out completely.
Sometimes it stalls right there at the crimp point.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea there. And I walked up to the damn thing and went to go pick it up, and it blew up about 3 inches away from my hand.
Wow. I feel like that's always the story. It's always the fuse. I thought the fuse went out, right?
No, because it does. It smolders for a minute. Then when it gets on the inside of the casing, it reignites.
But see, as a kid, you're impatient.
I really thought that I was going to have, you know, that cloud of red mist and, you know, a stump at the end of it. But, yeah, I mean, it didn't hurt. It felt weirdly cold. And I remember thinking as a kid that that must meant that I had lost all my fingers and I couldn't feel heat out of my hand.
Yeah. Now, did you share this with any adults?
Some cool ones.
See, man, I feel like as a kid, because we all had that thing where we almost burned something down or we almost blew ourselves up. And you come home a little shell-shocked. Parents can kind of read your face and they ask what happened. And you immediately had to lie. It was better to say, we were climbing a tree, I fell out, hurt myself, I'm fine. If you tell them you were making explosives, their sympathy goes away, and they just want to
kill you. You have to remember, every single house that I knew growing up, there was a table in the garage to make explosives.
Yeah,
to make bullets.
Bullets.
To, you know, whether you're shooting muskets, whether you're doing shotguns.
Sure.
Dads had that whole setup, so.
But dads would just say, and they had all their guns there, they had all the gunpowder, all the stuff, right? And they never put it away.
No.
You were just told, hey, kids, don't mess with my stuff. And to be fair, overwhelmingly we didn't, but you get that hair up your ass every once in a while, and they're like, well, your dad has his stuff, and
he's got 4F gunpowder.
Oh, yeah. Somehow they knew what happened.
Raise your ass, when did a good time go sideways as a kid? Two children were left with injuries after an untethered bouncy castle was carried high into the air by a gust of wind at a school event in South Africa. Now, terrified parents were forced basically to helplessly watch on as their children were carried into the air and then dropped several feet to the ground below by the flying bouncy castle. Now, two school pupils, they were carried 40 feet into the air after high winds caught the untethered inflatable during a fundraising day at a school. There is footage, and it's pretty crazy because you can hear the eyewitnesses screaming in terror at the elementary school. One shocked looking attendant was seen anxiously staring back at the camera as a child lost grasp and plummets into a group of parents who are trying to actually catch the kid.
Yeah, of course.
The parents' quick reaction saved the child, but she was left seriously injured and taken to a hospital alongside a second youngster who was also caught by the group. That castle, by the way, landed about 50 feet from where it took off. They say the fundraising event last Saturday was attended by 1,000 parents, pupils, and friends.
That is a lot of people. That is a lot of people.
Back to why you would never want to rent a bouncy house?
That's what I'm saying, man. I just see that story too much. And even when people tether it down, if the gust is strong enough, it just rips out of the ground and sends them up anyway.
Now we go to Massachusetts. It was a scare for some children at a town camp in Norwood as a tree branch weighing thousands of pounds fell on some of them and trapped one young girl. I heard a really loud snap, then a really loud thud. Neighbors then heard the screams from Father Mac's playground and went running, including one of the moms, who is fortunately a trained nurse. I asked the counselors, and they said her foot is trapped with a second-grade girl. She asked me if she was going to walk again. I said, it's a good sign you're wiggling your toes. You can feel me touching you. I think you're going to be just fine. First responders rushed in with specialized equipment to lift the branch and put the girl in an ambulance along with three other kids who were scratched as the branch fell. But they came in with bags and lifted it right up. It was a medium pretty quick. It was amazing. So I guess they just pumped that tree off.
Yeah.
That big ass.
Years ago, my wife was always very involved at the kids' school, especially when they're younger, right? First, second grade. Once a year, they do this thing called Harvest Fest. What is it? I don't know. I just know the parking lot has a lot of hay and corn and crap like that, right?
So it's like in the fall.
Yeah, it plays in the fall season. Yeah, yeah. And the kids are always excited because basically you have to go to school, but it's a day off from school because you're outside playing.
Right, you're at the school, but you're not
you
doing
school. You are having the time of your life, and the parents volunteer, and they do their thing, and I think it might be fundraising. I'll be honest, I don't know. Don't care. No, my kids got excited about it. So a couple of years ago, I get home, and I'm like, hey, babe, how was Harvest Festival? She's like, oh, it was fine. But one of the things the kids didn't know was one of the things they had scheduled, I think it was supposed to be either two ponies or two horses are going to show up. Right, because again, it's Harvest Festival, and I don't know if the kids get to ride it or if they pull a wagon, whatever the hell, doesn't matter. So the people were a little late getting there with the horse and or ponies. I'm like, what would happen? So apparently, on their way to the school, one of the two horses or ponies, it died.
Oh,
it just dropped dead in the back of the trailer. And she's like, we couldn't really tell the kids, but you know, the kids are excited because it's a large four-legged animal, so that's like the height of their day. The only disappointment they had, she was like, all the kids are, well, we thought there were going to be two. And they're like, well, we just decided to do one. Meanwhile, the owners of Dead Horse are like, yeah, man, please do not tell these kids there's a dead horse in that trailer.
It was still in the trailer?
I believe so. Hey, man.
Did the other one act weird or different?
I don't know.
Like, is it all the photos, the horse's head is just like down? Like, I just dealt with the death of my brother.
I wasn't there for it, man. She was just telling me this, and I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, God damn. She's like, look. Kids didn't know. We didn't bring it up. I think we've since told our kids, and they're like, yeah, whatever, man. But at the time, she's like, we could not tell the kids this. This is if you tell them, hey, you're supposed to see two horses, one of them's dead, the kids don't recover. Just say one of them didn't show up, they're cool. So she's like, yeah, we took the hot. But all the parents are like, oh, my God, it died. They're like, yeah, it's right there, man. It's in that trailer.
The show must go on, but like, I don't know. I feel like if I'm running that school, I might be like, don't you just take them both home?
Would you?
Before it starts to smell.
I'd be like, wait, the kids don't know. They're not trying to get near the trailer. We know there's a dead horse in there sitting in the parking lot, but why bring it up?
By the way, if you're on hold there for the random question, call back 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know why. I'm just saying. I feel like that would have been my instinct. Like, well, they call and go, hey, one of the ponies is dead.
Sure.
I must say, then we'll take zero ponies.
Really? No, man. I don't want to have to explain it. This is the highlight. It's already Harvest Festival, right? This is.
But they've been promised ponies.
This is the thing. And so you have the kids. You're like, look, one is better than two. They just have to wait in line twice as long. But we can't tell them there's a dead horse in that trailer that you're leaning against right now.
Right.
Or that your ball just bounced off of, you know, all that kind of thing. Like, there's a dead horse in there.
Yeah, like if it was that one that, and I hope that little mini horse is still alive, but there's a local one, and his hair color is like the Seahawks stuff.
Okay.
So he's a miniature pony, and you'll see him at stuff. When the Seahawks were those two Super Bowls, I think his name was Sebastian. He was everywhere. Like
his name was Sebastian.
Okay. And what happened with Sebastian?
I'm just saying, like, if you had Sebastian scheduled to show up because of his haircut and stuff, you know that's him. So if something bad,
you can't fake it.
You couldn't fake it. Like, those kids would have been like, that's a pony. That's,
that's not Sebastian.
That's not him. You know what I mean?
Let that be a lesson to everyone who plans things for kids, then. Order what you want, but don't give the thing a name. And make sure it's not super popular. If it's an actual living creature.
Right, like if they knew the mini pony was going to be the one that has the Seahawks colored hair.
That's the one they're waiting on.
I feel like they would have been excited for that. But thankfully, I guess it was just two random ass ponies.
Would you, and let me ask you this, right? So they call and say Sebastian is dead, but we have another pony. I know it sounds harsh. I'm just saying, say this happens, right? We have another pony. We have the hair dye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Would you give thumbs up to that or say let's cancel it? Because, again, you got a couple hundred kids that are super-duper excited to see Sebastian.
I think day of, I think I'm just going to say that's okay. And then I'll just explain to the kids at my school, assuming I'm the principal, dude, no. I get that call.
That's too many tears, bro.
There's the ponies not showing up. He's sick or something today.
I think you got a lot of the kids sometimes. There's Sebastian.
What about the one kid that goes to pet him? And now he's got green and blue paint on his hand. And he goes, Mr. Smith, I don't think this is the real Sebastian.
What do you think? The real Sebastian had naturally green hair?
Yeah, that's what you asked.
And he one way or another, they got to dye the hair.
Keep eating
glue. I'm saying, if I'm Principal Smith.
You cancel the fun time.
I'm worried. Yes.
And then if you cancel them, you have to tell the kids that it died.
I'd rather tell those kids the mini pony doesn't like them to tell them he died.
Damn. No, he just doesn't like
it. The mini pony got a look at all your mugs and said no. No, I mean, look, he's a popular mini pony. And football season, it's the fall. Something we can do about this, kids. But good news is Principal Smith has acquired soft pretzels.
There's your backup plan.
Yeah, give him a treat or like a, what would you like, Miles? You want a little rocket pop? I mean, I just feel like there's other ways to get their affection.
But you just took him a pony. Look, man, if kids were going to make an appearance back in the day when they had makeup, they're not going to play songs or anything. They're just going to walk by. Someone can say, hey, bro, Kiss can't make it. Cool. I'm calling Joe Dredd. I'm going to get the wigs, get the makeup. No one's really going to know. If you're just shaking hands
or something. Kids, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's like when you were Jerry Rice or whatever.
Right, which I think is worse than
a dead. You could paint a donkey. They wouldn't know.
I don't know, man.
Well, first of all, it's a miniature horse.
But you could paint a donkey.
Like, dude, Mr. Montgomery,
that's
a donkey.
That's its cousin because he was sick today. You could make some crap up.
I like Miles being the principal.
It's a cousin.
Listen, I know you don't smoke. Listen, kids, I'm from West Virginia. You wanted an animal? I got you an animal.
You got it. Just enjoy the goat, all right?
It's his cousin.
By the way, I need to talk to the pitcher and the catcher. Our baseball program looks like ass.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.